Lady and gentlemen, the beer room.
A beer cast.
Welcome to the beer cast.
Welcome.
Yes, welcome indeed. It is our inaugural episode of two guys just drinking a bunch of beers and talking about them because that's kind of what we wanted to do.
Woo! So this is beer cast, two beers deep, and as per the title, we are both already two beers deep.
yes, we are.
And we're going to be talking about two beers today.
We are going to talk about two beers. We had three to sample, but we're only going to talk about two, and maybe that'll be a thing, but
The one that we're not going to sample that we bought was Magic Hat Circus Boy. It's a Hefeweizen, but we decided to go with two other beers.
Two other beers. Those two other beers are going to be Trogues Nugget Nectar, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. We actually like this one a lot. And the Sam Adams Latitude 48 IPA. It says Hopology on it. That's Hopology Collection. That's probably a good thing to have.
Lovely.
Yes, indeed. Beautiful. But a little bit about what we're trying to do with this podcast, and it's probably going to evolve over the course of time. But me and this guy over here, Rob, we're
no, beer,
not Rob, right?
I'm Beer Rob.
Barab Obama.
Barab Obama, and this is actually, Kai PA sitting with me.
That's actually probably not what we said 20 minutes ago, but that's a different story. our goal really is to sample all of the world's beers. And that's probably egregious. No, that's not the word. Arduous. That's the word. It's an arduous task to drink all of the world's beers.
Is arduous the right word? I would say. I don't know. Arduous might be the right word. It could be like intimidating or.
Intimidating would be a good word. That'd be a good way to describe it.
Yeah.
But regardless of what the word we're looking for is, it's our goal.
It's a big task.
It's a big task. It's a big task to drink all of the world's beers. But we're going to do it two at a time, maybe three at a time.
Depending on the day. Beer.
Aside from trying to drink all of the world's beers, we're going to try to talk about all of the world's beers as coherently as possible.
Good luck with that.
Of course, our methods are going to be drinking two, taking notes, doing some internet research, maybe, and then obviously talking about the two we've already had while having two more. So by the end of the podcast, we should have, I don't know, four deep.
But you know what? It should be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
This will be good. In addition to like talking about beers, we're going to do beer news and some random beer, maybe trivia and like
beer facts. Well, I guess facts and trivia are very similar, but also beer quotes.
Yes, beer quotes,
beer thoughts, beer baths, perhaps. I think that's long in the future.
We should perhaps crack the Sam Adams.
Let's go ahead here. Why don't you crack Sam Adams, Sammy?
Samuel Adams, Latitude 48, from Boston, Massachusetts. Oh, you need that.
I do. We're using a beer opener on a set of keys right now. We are not fancy enough to have.
Oh, I actually thought of one other thing that's like kind of important.
Why don't you share it?
We should probably inform our audiences, even though like we have 20 listeners and they're all people we know. Regardless, we should say that we're not beer experts or brewers. Definitely not experts in any respect of the word.
Well, I used a Mr. Beer homebrew kit, which doesn't make me a brewer in any sense of the word, but it was a fun experience.
We're just beer-loving private citizens.
We like beer.
We want to share our thing about beer. But anyway, so on to beer number one of two for today. We're going to talk about Sam Adams Latitude 48. Me, personally, I had it for the first time yesterday, and I'm having it for the second time right now. And
I've had this beer in the past. I just want to comment on the color really quick. It's a nice color. It's kind of just off brown, somewhere between brown and amber.
Well,
I'm holding it up. The light's over there. I'm holding it up.
That's true.
I don't know. It's somewhere between brown and amber. It's a nice looking color. If I swirl it around here a little bit. It smells nice. It smells a little hoppy.
I just stuck my nose in the hop. The head. That's what she said.
Stuck her nose in the head. That's what she said. Here, clank your beer to my beer, and then we'll sample this beer. Let's go.
Shall. Mm.
It is nice and hoppy.
It is nice and hoppy.
It's not overly hoppy.
No, it's only 60 IBUs, mm-hmm. which is...
Mm-hmm.
I want to say it's the International Beer Unit, but that's not it at it all.
No, that's the International Beer Unit. IBU, International Beer Unit.
I thought it was Bitterness Unit.
International Bitterness Unit. Wow.
Yeah.
So we had a couple beers before recording this. That's all right.
In case you guys forgot, because we did, apparently. But
yeah, we did.
Slot 248. According to samadams.com/craftbeers/latitude48IPA, which is the whole web address. It's the top fermenting ale, which is good. 6.0 APV, 60 IBUs.
ABV.
ABV. Oh my god.
Alcohol by volume for those uninitiated in the wonderful world of abbreviations.
Yes. But it's tasty as hell, I have to say.
Yeah, I like this. I had this beer actually a number of years ago, before I was really versed is the totally wrong word to use. Before I was really introduced to IPAs, I had this beer and I thought it was really bitter and kind of a weird taste to it. But now that I've been drinking a lot more IPAs lately, I can appreciate this beer for what it's supposed to be, and I like it. It's a lot less intense than, say, Stone Brewery would be. Stone is pretty hardcore.
Stone is hardcore.
Pretty hardcore on the hop division. I hope that we will get to sample some Stone beer in the future on this show. But
I expect to. Since Sam Adams usually has a little description on how they say what their beer is all about, and this will be a nice little reading.
Yeah, I just want to read what they say. Our new 2013 release features Mosaic hops, a new hop from the Pacific Northwest. They add a burst of citrus notes to the distinctive layers of German, English, and other American hops, all from growing regions near the hop belt of the 48th latitude. Cheers, Jim Koch.
That explains the name, so to speak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you notice any citrus notes in here? Hold on a minute.
I ran out a little bit. Yes.
I guess I can see why they say that. Yeah, it is present enough in there.
I mean, if you're looking for citrus, if you're looking for a citrus taste on this beer, or on beer, this is not the beer to get a citrusy taste.
Yeah.
You still want to go with like a Leinenkugel or a Shock Top or a...
Yeah, definitely.
A Blue Moon, something you can put a piece of citrus in?
I'd say that personally, my palate is not extremely, what's the word I'm looking for? It's not refined enough that I can taste it and say, like, oh, that's a citrus note right there. But when it said citrus on there and I tasted it again, you know, if I was paying attention to it and looking for it, and I did notice that. I don't know about...
It's just not strong. It's a little.
It's just there. It's a note.
It's a little hint.
It's a note.
A little iota of citrusy flavor, which I guess. Well, I think citrus is a year-round kind of thing. You can eat citrus at any point in the year, depending on where you get it. If you're looking for fruitiness,
right?
Oh, if you're looking for fruitiness, maybe downtown Hollywood is your place.
Or West Hollywood.
West Hollywood. That's what I meant.
West Hollywood's your jam.
Yeah, yes.
Ah, beer. So many choices, and it makes so little difference.
How about Lowbrow? It has dots on it.
Overruled. The choice of champions is Pabst Blue Robot.
I can't drink that. The metal shavings make my throat bloody.
Well, baby wants a Zima.
All right, so Kai PA is... going to pee. I actually did the same thing only a moment ago, so I'm gonna crack these two beers while he's gone, just to do it. Let's talk about Two Beers Deep really quick. Part of the point of Two Beers Deep was to review beers, and part of the point of Two Beers Deep was to review beers while intoxicated. So I just want to point out the fact that both Kai PA and I actually forget what my name was supposed to be.
It was a pun on the president.
It was like
Beer Brock Brobama.
Beer Brock Brobama. That's me. No, wait.
You can't say that drunk.
No, it was Rob Rock Obama.
Rob Rock Obama. Either way, it's difficult to say.
It's very difficult to say. But we both wanted to be slightly intoxicated at the very least while recording these podcasts, and I think that we both have hit that point.
Yeah, we've succeeded in this goal and just ordered a pizza.
We did just order a pizza.
Because we know how things go. I did forget, maybe before, in order to get a hold of us, we said we could do that on Facebook and Twitter and Untapped, but you can also email us at twobeersdeep@gmail.com. So if there's something that you may want to recommend us talk about.
Or drink.
Well, we're going to drink it either way. If there's something you want us to talk about while drinking it, we can totally do that. As long as you tell us about it. And it's available in our region. We kind of luck out in New Jersey because we can get stuff from
many places.
Actually, we've got there's a lot of beers that I've had. I on my own personal Untappd account, I've actually had beers from 6 countries.
Nice.
And I'm sure from various states, from Vermont and Pennsylvania and New York. From, like, even just today, like, the Circus Boy and Massachusetts from, like, Sam Adams. The Nugget Neck is from PA. Yingling's from PA. But Stone is from California. And I'm sure I've had some beers local to Nevada. I've been a lot of places, so I'm sure there's lots of beers that I've had. Anyway, if there's a beer you want us to try from your area, we'll try to find it where we are. And you can tell us about it via email.
So we just... each of us poured a glass of Imperial Amber Nugget Nectar by Trogues, the Trogues brothers.
They're from Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Hershey, actually. Very nice.
They're not too far away in terms of the nation.
Now, this beer is 7.5% alcohol by volume.
93 IBUs.
93. It is a little bitter, but it's very tasty. We actually had a glass of it before. Before we started recording, it was our second pre-recording beer.
Yeah, we're not talking about Circus Boy aside from mentioning that we had it.
Right.
But this beer is, like you said, 7.5 APV, 93 IBUs, and it goes good with cheese and meats. And you know what? After... It does. And after having it the first time, I'm like, this would really, really go well on a main. This would be the main course beer. I mean, I said that about the Latitude 48, but like, this would be it. This would fill you up and never let you down.
So let's just talk about the color really quick. It's a little darker, I think, than the Latitude 48 was.
I would agree.
A little more on the amber side. It's still a dark-ish color, but it's nowhere near a stout, obviously.
No,
but
nowhere near a stout, and it's not even one of the darker IPAs I've ever had.
No, but
it's like average color, but
this is actually, it's very close to one of my favorite colors. It seems like a very rich color. It seems, looking at it, it seems like it's flavorful.
I think, since we're talking about color, I really think that the Crayola Factory, since they're also in Hershey, should make crayons based on the color beers that any beer in Hershey would make.
I wholeheartedly agree.
Like, if this color beer was a crayon, I would call it Nugget Nectar.
Plank your beer to my beer and let's sample it. I like that.
This beer is delicious.
Indeed. It's a very different taste than the IPA, but at the same time, it's somewhat similar because of the hoppiness, but...
It's like supercharged 48 IPA. It really reminds me of all of the very strong IPAs I've ever had. Like, to a point, it's like a hop devil, although I think it's maybe just a hair more hoppy than a hop devil.
It could be a little bit more hoppy than a Hop Devil. Yeah, that's true. Let me just take another sip here really quick and...
Well, the bottle reads... independent. Imperial is really what I was trying to say. Imperial Amber. There's no real description on the bottle of what it is. It is classified as an ale. I'm going to open my computer and bring up the site.
Personally, I'm a big fan of amber ales. I honestly, I don't know what it is about them that I like so much. It's just I think they're delicious. It might be just the color that I like so much. I think it's a very rich-looking color, and this beer definitely reflects that.
I actually find like the amber beers are the fullest in flavor. I've had many stouts, many pilsners, and I feel like those two are either extreme of the beer spectrum. But I feel like anything that's amber is like centrist or closer to the stout side, but I feel like it's the ideal color of a beer and mm-hmm. really what beer should be.
Mm-hmm.
I just pulled up trogs.com, which is the website for the brewery in Hershey, PA that we're talking about. I brought up the Nugget Nectar page. It said it was a 7.5 APV, which we already talked about. 93-ish is actually what it reads, is a hop bitterness. Straw orange is the color they say it is. I could totally see that.
I mean, I can kind of see that. I think I don't know if I would consider that anything to do with straw, but something orange is an okay.
I thought you were going to say I don't see that doing anything with orange, but...
That's exactly what I said.
You said straw. Well, whatever.
Oh, straw.
All right.
I forget what I just said.
That's fine.
Mobby.
They have tasting notes, which I'm going to read without tripping up on my words too much. It reads, squeeze those hops for all they're worth and prepare to pucker up. Nugget Nectar Ale will take the hop heads to Nirvana with a heady collection of Nugget Warrior and Tomahawk hops. That's a tough one. Starting with the same base ingredients of our flagship Hopback Amber Ale, Nugget Nectar intensifies the malt and hop flavors to create an explosive hop experience. Upon reading that, there's one thing I need to do, and that's try Hopback Amber Ale by the same brewing company, because I've never even heard of it. Aside from now having it at the ideal temperature, that I think it's between just a little bit warmer than one coming out of the fridge, I'm enjoying it much more this time than I did... Oh, I don't know, 2 hours ago when I pulled the first one out of the fridge?
Yeah, definitely. For those listeners who do not know, drinking a cold beer, actually, you're not getting the full flavor out of the beer. It's good to have your beer a little bit chilly, but not to the extent, you know, pulling it right out of the fridge, you're not going to get the full flavor out of the beer. You'll have it
at like 36 or 38 degrees at the same temperature you'll drink your milk, and beer is not milk.
Beer is not milk.
So,
you really want your beer somewhere between 55 and 70 degrees. That's a very large spectrum, but the point is...
55 to 70? I was going to say that Trokes is saying that this should be between 45 and 50 degrees, which is just like... Which is honestly like leaving it out on the counter. If you get, you pull it out of the fridge at the beer store, and you have it in your car, and you bring it home... Say you have a 10-minute drive or whatever, you leave it out on the counter for another 30 or 40 minutes before you're about to drink it. I think that would be the ideal way to go about going ahead and enjoying this beer. Because it's an IPA and the high bitterness factor, the 93 that we said it was before, the warm temperature brings out some of the exclusive flavors, the little tiny nuances that make it a flavor explosion. It wants to create an explosive hop experience. I don't know if I read that sentence, but it definitely creates an explosive hop experience. As a seasoned, somewhat adult, as I like to think myself as, I can't help to think that this is... I don't know anything about hops, and it says that it's Nugget Warrior, Tomahawk, Simcoe, and Palisade... Hops, I don't know what any of those are, for all I know, because of the label on this beer. For all I know, it could be hemp.
I would enjoy a hemp beer.
I don't know if you can make beer out of hemp. I would drink it if you could.
We will find a way.
That was a solid high five.
That was a serious high five. That was, damn.
It's like a high six.
It's a high 48 IPA.
I see what you did there.
Samuel Adams brewed it. What?
Hershey, PA is not all that far away. If you're a local to Pennsylvania or to New Jersey or Delaware, I would say go out and, you know, take a weekend and check them out. I haven't done it yet, and I plan to. But, hey, if you beat us there, send us an email.
Yeah, definitely.
That'd be awesome.
Also, speaking of emails and sending them, if you have any questions for either of us or the beers that we've had, or you want any recommendations or just anything you would like us to maybe even say on the show, if you have a really good beer that you want to recommend to listeners, send us an email, send us a tweet, talk about, you know, say it on the Facebook page. We'd love to give you a shout out. You know, We're very open and friendly people here.
That's true.
At BeerCast. BeerCast.
No, when it comes down to it, I mean, we have an idea of where we want to go with this podcast, and it's obviously to trial the world's beers, but we really don't know how to format it. It's our first podcast, and it'll be fun to put together every week. But if you can or have an idea that you want to throw our way, we'll totally consider it and see how it works for the rest of our show.
Absolutely. And if you have a beer recommendation, let us know. We would love to try.
Actually, speaking of beer recommendations, a family member of mine wants us to road trip out to Ohio for the Great Lakes Brewing Company and talk about their stuff.
Cool.
Maybe sometime in the future we will travel out to Ohio and make an episode out there. I mean, I don't know about, I know about me, for sure, I think this could be a possible idea. If there are breweries around that people recommend to us and are within a fairly reasonable drive, by reasonable, I think I'd say, like, 2 hours?
Yeah, two hours, 3 hours.
Maybe 3 hours.
Yeah.
If there's something around, we'll totally check them out and drink a fresh batch of whatever they are brewing. We might as well say it now. We're from New Jersey, and New Jersey has a ton of brewing companies.
Absolutely.
Including Cricket Hill and Flying Fish, Triumph, if for our Pennsylvania listeners, I don't think anyone outside of them would know Triumph, but there's that, and there's a couple others right in New Jersey, and we'll definitely talk about those and in the next couple of weeks, we're definitely happy to get this off the ground as our inaugural episode, and we enjoy your company, even though we don't feel it while recording.
Yeah, we're sitting in Kai Pia's apartment, with the company of the microwave and the stove, Max playing video games and a computer
and an iPad, really,
and an iPad.
If you have something to say, you totally tell us about it.
Speaking of things to say, I would like to throw out a beer quote or two.
A beer quote? Oh, good.
Let's have a beer quote.
Eventually have a pro tip.
Yes, okay, cool. So, beer quote of the day. I think this is probably the definitive beer quote.
A beer a day keeps the doctor away?
No, but yes, it does, as a matter of fact. No, today's beer quote comes from one of our founding fathers, Benjamin Franklin. Benjamin Franklin, says, beer is proof that God loves us and wants us to be happy. Now, not all of our listeners are believers, and not all of our presenters are believers.
That's a fact, but we can all agree.
But we can all agree.
Beer is good.
Beer is very good.
That actually brings me to a quote.
Why don't you say a quote?
Beer. Actually, it's technically, according to the quote, it's alcohol. The problem of and solution to all of life's problems.
Indeed.
I would like to replace, of course, that was Homer Simpson. I would like to think that when he said alcohol, he meant beer.
Indeed.
But we can't call Matt Groening and his writers any less intelligent for thinking of such a thing, because it's totally true. We do want to leave with one pro tip. Smell your beer before you drink it.
Absolutely.
Totally smell your beer. That's pro tip number one. Pro tip number two is don't give out any alcohol to underage people. We didn't say it early, but we're going to say it right now. This podcast is intended for a 21 plus audience since we're recording from the United States. You need to be 21 to drink. So we're hoping that anyone who listens is at least 21. And if you're not, don't contact us because we won't say anything back to you because we don't want any problems. We're not promoting underage drinking in the slightest. We're promoting...
We are problemless people. Not even close to being true.
That's a different story entirely. But we are trying to promote... We're trying to promote the craft beer world, all of the things. Because, you know... Craft beer is kind of an art form, and I think it's a little underappreciated. So, if you're not 21, don't send us anything, because A, you're under 21, and you shouldn't be drinking beer anyway, and two, you have no idea what you're talking about. Because you think, and I'm being stereotypical, you think Pabst Blue Ribbon is a beer of choice. You and your sophisticated palates, you hipsters.
Silly hipsters.
Silly hipsters.
I guess the only thing that I would have left to say, not necessarily about the Nugget Nectar, but just about beer in general, is, you know, people, especially college kids, seem to think like beer is just a cheap way to get drunk. But the fact is, beer is definitely an art form. It's definitely something that people who care really take a lot of time to perfect. Take a lot of time to make it an experience, and I want all of our listeners to start to look at their beer as an experience, as something they can take the flavors out of and think about and I don't know. I just hope that our listeners and people who aren't our listeners who will have no way to get this message will think of beer as more than just a way to get drunk.
I definitely used to think that beer was a way to get drunk, and now I think of it as not only a way to get drunk, because that fundamental thing is still
damn straight.
Fundamental pillar in obviously drinking, but there are things about beer that are a lot better than drinking different brands of whiskeys and of vodkas and anything else. I mean, I'm not discrediting whiskey or vodka or scotch or anything else, because that in itself is an art form. But I really feel like beer, aside from it being a way to keep us happy, is a way to challenge our palates and is a way to really, really bring out some... I don't even know what I'm saying, but it's delicious. I don't even know. But beer is the greatest... It's really the greatest alcoholic beverage, I think.
It is. It is. It definitely is. I guess that might be about it for this episode of Beercast. Tonight we enjoyed Samuel Adams' Latitude 48 IPA as well as Trogues
Nugget Nectar. It's an Imperial Umber.
Umber. It's Nugget Nectar Imperial Amber.
Make sure you find us on Facebook and Twitter and Untapped. And in the future, and by that I mean hopefully right now, you found us on iTunes and Stitcher. And
we're there as Two Beers Deep on Facebook, Two Beers Deep on Twitter. That's a number two, the word beers and the word deep, because there are no... number beers and number deep, as a matter of fact.
Except for Magic Hat number 9, but that's a
except for Magic Hat number 9. And so I guess we can lead this inaugural episode out
that's
with
good, cause we actually
the beer song!
Hey!
Oh, what is the malted liquor? What gets you drunker quicker? What comes in bottles or in cans?
Beer!
Can't get enough of it.
Beer!
How we really love it.
Beer!
Makes me think I'm a man.
beer. I could kiss and hug it, beer. But I'd rather chuck it. Beer. Cut my belly out to here. Beer. I could not refuse it. Beer. I could really use a beer. Beer. Beer.
The opinions expressed in this show are of the hosts only. We like beer, but are no experts, and hope that we don't come off as such in any way. We do hope that if you try anything that we have suggested in the course of this show or any other, that you please drink responsibly.